Scene 7, the Lowlands. Food, food, glorious food. Nothing, nothing quite like it. Oh. Hot sausage and custard. Ah, oh, cold jellies, wobbly, wobbly, with mustard, roly-poly pudding and pie. Oh, ow, kissed a girl and slapped her thigh. Ah! Oh, Yidin, my queen, you must not do this. Stop it. Oh, stop it. I know you are free with it, but you are not free. Oh, my little plopsy-wopsy. Oh, give it to me. No. Not free. Oh, Reginald Relvogue. Yes, my little plopsy. Wake up, you little scumbag! How dare you dream about the Queen? No, little plopsy is not free. You would have to cross my palm with a few scabby roast doggy chops first. She's my strife, wife, after all I have done for you. Am I not the sunlight in your heart? Have I not nurtured you when sick, then beat you with a stick? Fed you when you were hungry? Given you the last crumb off my plate? Why, I even let you lick it clean.
I'm hungry now, sire.
Oh, woe is me! How can you think of food at a time like this?
Quite easily, really.
Relvogue is having it off with my wife in his sleep. I think it a bit steep, and all you measly mortals can think of is food. You are so rude. And what about you, my sweet, Are you secretly coupling up with this grovelling Don Juan? Strangers in the night, exchange advances. Well, plopsy-wopsy, what have you to say? We haven't got all day.
Well,
You can have him, for better or worse, to degenerate. Oh, what a relief. I hope you will both be so very unhappy. Well, what a surprise to. It's the same size. Why, I'm so glad I can slap my thighs.
It is a sign. I can feel it.
Yes, my little sugar plum. And where can you feel it?
Here, sire.
Right, I am going for a walk to try out my new boots while I talk to Diam.
Oh, yes, sire. We have much to discuss.
Yes, I must get to the bottom of this.
Oh, yes. You must get to the bottom. Her bottom, you pervert.
Your Majesty, I think that Diam is right. Shoes falling from above is a sign.
Hello. May I have your attention? I mean you no harm. No cause for alarm. I have an announcement to make.
You, what are you doing here?
A woman. Mother, can I have her as my slave?
Of course, dear.
Me? A slave? You mean I would have to behave and be told what to do by you?
Of course, you are a woman with woman's things. Do you have a man?
A man? What for?
Every woman needs a man, my dear.
I'm a man. You? Most certainly not. Why not? Am I not handsome, charming, refined, debonair? No, you are none of those, but I can think of better adjectives.
Oh, yes? My lord, I do not think you will appreciate the adjectives she has in mind.
Nonsense. Let the woman express her feelings towards her new master. Yes, well, you are ugly, repulsive, uncultured, and a bit of a dickhead, really. How dare you laugh at my expense? Shut up, Aaron. You have to admit the woman has courage.
Yes, but mother, did you hear? It is not true. How dare you talk to me like that? Get out of my sight.
The woman has courage. I like that.
The woman has balls.
No, I do not.
Who is your master?
I have no master. Well, I belong to Nia Sigam.
Who or what is Nia Sigam?
She is a woman.
You mean that you lie down with a woman? How disgusting can you get?
After years of lying down with your father, I find the idea interesting.
I met her in the forest while I was food foraging for you, Your Majesty.
I have come to tell you that it is happening.
What is happening?
Yes, what is happening?
The sorceress has seen the error of her ways. This could mean better days for you.
The sorceress? What is a sorceress?
She is the magician who created the lowlands and highlands. She is the reason why you are so poor and dirty and smelly and hungry and disagreeable and savage and murderous.
Us? How do we know that you are sincere, telling the truth?
Yes, Relevorg, for all we know, you could be a spy from up there.
What is your name?
Edo.
Edo?
Edo.
I am the aide to sorceress Nia Sigam. She is going to bring the highlands down to your level so that you can all live together. Or try to live together. I persuaded her.
You?
I must go. You're not going to kill me.
No, go before I change my mind.
Mother, why did you let her go?
She is a woman, clean and clean.
How can a man get down to business with all this noise?
Shoe shops are raining on my head. No reason why, or is it something that we said? They all seem to fit. These shoes, they keep falling on my head. They keep falling.
This is wonderful. No more dirty feet. No more festering cuts. Look, sire. It looks like a woman, and I can see a light.
A princess, perhaps. Do you want me to climb up and talk to her father?
Don't be silly, boy. It is much too high. You will get yourself killed.
Yes, so if you insist, my boy, go ahead, but don't come running to daddy if you end up dead. You are, after all, 21 years young.
Begging your pardon, Your Highness, but this rope might help you get to the top.
Well, thank you, Relevorg. That is a very kind gesture.
That is a very kind gesture. What a load of twaddle. Hogwash. Look at the rope, boy. It is frayed, decayed, threadbare. It is in tatters. Now, look up there. Now at the rope. Now up there. Now at the rope. You haven't a hope. It is not long enough.
At least 40 meters short, sire.
You imbecilic prick, Relevorg. Anyone with a bit of intelligence can see that with this rope there isn't hope, you dope. What do you take me for, huh? I am not an idiot, you know. I am my father's son. I am a prince.
Yes, what an incredible likeness.
Relevorg, hands and knees, if you please.
As always, I am your submissive servant, but could I be so bold as to ask why?
Do not question my command, you pompous pillock. Hands and knees.
No sooner said than done, your highness. Please be gentle with me.
Are you going to whip his bottom? If you prefer, I can do it for you. You can read my mind, dear. Do your worst.
No, not dear Yitzhak, please, sire. I beg of you. She doesn't know when to stop.
Erem, stop this ridiculous spectacle. You disappoint me. What shall we do, Pooh?
It is Poodra, King Percy Bloody Poodra. Got it? If you say Pooh to me once more, I swear that you will be stripped, whipped, chipped, dipped, and flipped in oil and served like a hearty dog and French fries.
Oh, yes, please.
You wouldn't dare.
May I digest or suggest, Father, that we follow this wall until we reach higher ground?
Yes, sire, your son is right. We cannot communicate with someone 40 meters above us.
An excellent idea, if I may be so bold, in amplifying my disquisition from the humble servant that I am. Amplifying my disquisition? Can someone tell me what this grovelling, absurd nerd is talking about?
He is agreeing with Erem, Poodra. Right, enough of this derision. I have made my decision. We will all ride to the high ground and then separate, encircling the wall.
Sire, your humble servant wishes to speak.
Oh, now what, Relevorg? This had better be very interesting.
Well, sire, it is just that if we all gallop off to the high ground and then encircle the wall, some of us will inevitably be on low ground again. It is just your respectful servitor making a modest observation.
Oh, look here, you conniving, snivelling snitch. You are getting on my nerves. When we get there, the first person to find food alerts the others like this. Is that understood? Understood. Good. To your horses!